is where it happened. But that was a secondary part of it. I mean, that was part of it. But that was after, you know, the first thing was this guy took the car, and that's why I told the deputy sheriff that he had taken the car, and I didn't know anything about him. All I did was help him for 2 days and let him sleep upstairs where, you know, it was empty. And he slept up there because she knew him, and she was selling him the car. So he takes the car out of there, and the fan wasn't working on the heater. And we thought it might be a fuse, but he wouldn't wait. It was getting dark, and he wanted out of there. So he took off. Well, he ends up in a ditch someplace and calls, and they get somebody pulling him out of the ditch. And then he got to some gas station, and the police down there in Aberdeen caught him with expired tag that was on the car, a Texas expired tag. He had no driver's license or no insurance, and they impounded the car. He had wrecked the car and did some damage to the front end of the car. Well, you know, she's calling me up the next day, or he is, wanting me to come get him. I said, no, I'm not going to play the game. And I said, you know, hey, here's where you go. I'll call you an hour and a half. Here's where you go to get free shelter for the weekend until the bus shows up down at Greyhound down there or whatever it is. And they're going over to Minneapolis where you came from. You've got a ride home. Well, she calls me up and tells me she wants me to take the car out of impound on Sunday or Monday morning and to drive it and leave it at a hotel room. I said, I'm not going to drive the car illegal, Debbie. I'm not going to do that. It started war with her. And all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy, and the $175 I paid in cash for the neighbor to help me dig out two cars. There were two of them involved, one in the garage first, but it wouldn't run. And the second one is the one that was in the driveway, which we got to run with a new battery. But the point was, is she gave that one away because the first one, where they drop-sticked it, she said, you know, I said, Debbie, you're going to put some brake fluid in that thing. She said, oh, I forgot the brakes leak. So she ended up giving me the other car, giving her this great Pontiac. Anyway, so she ended up getting it towed later, but I paid the guy $175 to bring his equipment over. He had a snowblower and everything to move 6 feet of snow that was in front of this garage to dig out the one car, okay, that she wanted out of there. And I went and picked this guy up, clear down in Aberdeen, and took him back the next day, exchanged a battery, and it got him out of. He wanted to take off, so he took off. But that's what happened, and I got blamed for it. And I'm supposed to pay, and she threatened to kick me out on the 1st of April. I said, no, Debbie, I said, I paid my rent in advance to Stephen, which you told me to do, and I paid him $175. I said, I owe you $125. I said, you'll have it on April the 1st. And I paid her, and that was it. And I said, I'll move on May the 1st. Okay, so I moved. But she is writing people. And one of them, it's a gal that is a nurse, former nurse, that's over in Virginia. It's a listener of mine, because I got a radio program, but she, a great gal, but she has talked to Debbie on several times, because Debbie knows that I know her. And Debbie talks to a lot of different people, or not Debbie, but Charlene does. So she's had text messages as recently as this past week saying Stu Webb's inhabited in my house. She thinks I'm still living there.
And you're not, though, right? You're
no, hell no. I'm living down here in my new apartment. I've been here before. I built the whole upside of this house for this gal. And then, you know, she had the place, the apartment that I lived in at one time when I lived down there for 4 months, building her upstairs above her house. But this is an apartment that was it's professionally done. It's above a four-car garage.
Okay. You said that you have your mail forwarded down there, right?
Yeah, everything's forwarded down here now, and has since the end of the month.
Okay. Did you do that through Long Lake, or do you do that from Leola?
I got a confirmation from the post office here that it's
from the Leola Post Office or Long Lake, since Long Lake doesn't
Well, it said the United States Post Office. Let's see, it's from, it doesn't say where it came from, which address, but it says pertaining to 102 Penn that is forwarded now to this address.
Okay. No, but I was just curious, since Long Lake doesn't have post office if you had to come to Leola and do that.
No, I don't remember where I dumped it off at, but I think it was in Aberdeen or something is where I dumped off the change of address.
Okay. Yeah, I guess as long as you are out of there, that's one less issue that you got to worry about. And
no, I've been out of there. I moved out of there on the 1st. I was out of there by about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 1st of May.
Okay. Yeah, but if you're giving me confirmation you're in Kansas and not in our house anymore?
No, I'm not in our house at all. I've been down here in Kansas since then. Well, I spent the night in Omaha because I was driving. I was so tired. Mm-hmm. You know, it was time to go down. But I had to buy a tire on the way out of Long Lake. I ran over something and punctured a hole in it. And I barely got the guys at Walmart, and they was, oh, yeah, we'll fix it. So they went to fix it, and they couldn't, but they matched up the tires, $95, you know, same size tire and everything. So.
Yep. Do you want Debbie to know where you are at?
I want her not to know where I'm at.
Okay. Nope, that's fine. That was a question I wanted to ask.
No, I mean, I have my address on my website soon. It's my website's stuweb.com.
Okay, so she'd be able to look up your
anybody, yeah, there, anybody would look up there from there. But I mean, this broad is like a demon. She's like possessed by a demon. I'm convinced of it, and I know Christ, and Christ knows me. And I'll tell you what, she's a fruitcake, all right. But she goes off and she won't stop, and she makes up crap in her brain. Now she was discharged from the military under mental conditions, whatever it was, but she has to be seen by she gets $1,700 a month retirement, but she has to be seen by a medical professional at a VA hospital once a month, which is the mental ward. Go see her shrink to be able to take her medication and find out what she's supposed to be taking, which I believe she's bipolar, all indications are, because I've got a friend who's a professor, okay? And he happens to be in that.
Do you know if she does all of those things every month?
Supposedly she has to report in, or she doesn't get her retirement, or $1,700 a month.
Okay, so you think that she does just for her retirement?
She does, because she then gets on. You know, she called a neighbor up there, this guy named Steven. She called him up there, and he was the one that helped me, and he helped me in the past, and she had me pay him in the past for the first 3 months I was up there. Moving boxes and stuff that I couldn't lift, you know, too heavy for my neck, and move stuff, and I wasn't charging or anything, but, you know, he was charging me and the $40 an hour, you know, for his work, and he was working that, and helped me do a lot of stuff at her house, and cleaned it up and stuff, but the point was, she approved that, and the whole bit, she approved it when we went to clean the snow off, and then all of a sudden, I became her enemy. And she would, you could call Stephen up there, and he would verify that she called 12 times in a row this is about 2 weeks ago. She was drunk, she calls, and she started screaming, fuck Stu Webb, going off. So he hung up on her. And then she turns around and does it again. He hung up again. She calls back, he hung up. He said he hung up 12 times in an hour on her.
Would that be Stephen up there?
Yeah, you got it. He hung up 12 times on her. And, you know, she did it to Charlene, a gal I can give you her number, and she could verify from day one, because she talked to that guy that wanted, you know, this Kyle character that took her car to begin with, you know, caused the problem. Now, where he got a $7,000 figure from, he said to me, when he was in my car and I took him back down to Walmart the next day to get the proper battery because the posts were backwards to put in this other car. And I met him down there, and Debbie was down there at Ruby Tuesdays with the new battery in her car and put it in mine. And so he spent the night here, and we couldn't get the post. It was backwards for this other car that she decided to go ahead and give him the Pontiac. Okay. So I took him down there. Well, anyway, We get the proper thing, but he told me, he said, oh yeah, man, he said, this is the car I want. He said, I'll buy it from you. I said, what, my car? I said, you got cash? He said, how much? I said, well, I've been offered $7,000 for it. I said, that's what I would take probably right now. I said, you got $7,000 of cash? He goes, no, I was going to give you payments. I said, no, they don't work. So that's the only way I figured out that he came up, you know, talking to her and made some comment to her that I stole the car. She'll believe anybody. I mean, this fraud, she is demon-possessed. And when she doesn't take her medications, she drinks beer. And then she gets on the phone and she starts ranting and raving. She did it to 10 people consecutively over 10 days. 10 different people that I know, and two of them she didn't have the phone number of. How she got their phone number, I don't know, and they don't know. But she ranted and raved about me, going off that I owed her the $175 that was paid to Stephen, that the rent that was prepaid to him, that she didn't approve it. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. It was because her car had been wrecked, and this guy destroyed her car. He bent the whole front end up on us, what he did.
Right now?
She's over in Minneapolis. Do you want her address?
Minneapolis? Yeah. Yeah, if you happen to know it.
Yeah, here, I got everything written down. I have it backed up. Hang on, let me get find the place.
And then Charlene, her friend, where does Charlene live?
Charlene's in Virginia, and Charlene's a friend of mine, and she will talk to you. She'd be happy to talk to you.
Okay.
And I could bring her in, even into this conversation.
No, that's fine. Okay,
Charlene's over in Virginia, and you could talk to her because here's why. She was on the phone with me and this guy named Kyle that she wanted me to go pick up to put the car in the ditch, okay, and was arrested for it. Anyway, Charlene was on the phone from day one of that because she called me just shortly after I hung up with this guy after he called me and told me he got out of jail and wants me to come get him. Now, Charlene's number is 434-738-3393. She'll tell you that Debbie's fucking nuts. And she'll tell you what she recently wrote to her about me and the whole bit.
Okay.
Now, Stephen, I don't know whether they have his phone number or not. Peggy?
You can give it to me if I need
it's
to
605,
call, I got the number.
Okay, it's 605 577-6221.
Okay, and then do you have Debbie's address?
Yeah, let me look for it here. Got it written down here. Hang on. Let me see what's that. I have her address here and here some damn place. Hold on a minute. Damn, it's not at my fingertips. I thought I had it here at my fingertips, but I don't have it. But I'll get it back. I'll get back with you and drop you the number or the address.
Yeah, that's fine. It's no rush. Stu, what is your phone number?
It's 816 492 9809.
9809.
Yeah, now, okay. Larry, there are some other people that know what has happened up here, that this fraud has gone friggin' nuts.
Well, I guess you have one last issue since you are no longer at our house and you're in Kansas.
Believe me, I don't want anything to do with this fruitcake, but I understand you guys got a warrant for her for disorderly conduct or something, which she probably was, because I understand she was drunk when the police showed up and the ambulance showed up out there, and then they took her home. But, you know, someone else dumped her off the next day. She was over at their house drunk that evening. Mm-hmm. But that's
okay.
When they issued the
warrant.
I will
look into that.
But, you know, I know that she's causing a lot of problems up there, and a lot of the neighbors do not even like her. They don't even want her in town, quite frankly.
Well, I appreciate the phone call.
But so, let me know if there's any other reports other than the one about the so-called stolen car, okay?
Okay, sounds
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.